common space. I picked my bags up from the curb and stumbled to the door. Another man reached out his hand, another hand reached out for more. And I filled it full of silver, and I left the fingers counting, and the sky goes on forever without me to mate, and peace prays. You feed it all your woes, the ghost of garden grows. You feed it all your woes, the ghost of garden grows.
I've heard tell that that song is about Joni Mitchell's first trip to New York. Apparently she had a harrowing cab ride from the airport. It's called Nathan LaFreniere.
And she wrote a blissful and ethereal tune about her harrowing cab
ride. Oh, there's no bliss in it, though. It's completely stark and...
Well, lyrically. I mean...
Miserable.
That's her whole deal. Mm-hmm.
But Nathan LaFreniere off of Joni Mitchell's first solo LP.
See, that's very telling about myself now that I think about it. Well, before we go any farther, Harry Nilsson and Think About Your Troubles before that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the prettiest song about decomposition of the human
really?
Body that you'd ever hear.
Mm-hmm.
Both tunes that sound sort of pretty, but have a different little darker side
that's
to them.
That's right. There's eerie undercurrents to
But it's very
each.
True that I am a lyrics second person. I don't hear words right away. A song grabs me usually not because of the lyrics, and such is the case with that. I was, busy doing work here while we were taking care of the
show.
Yeah,
I think I take them in equal measure.
Do you?
Maybe a little more concentrating on the lyrics, although I hesitate to say that.
I'm talking about my girlfriend who likes the Troubles song, mm-hmm. the Nilsson tune. She just, she can't remember what song is this, but, you ask her what the words were, and she'll go, oh, well, that's the one about, and she'll tell you the entire story, because it goes, the whole content, the narrative of a song speaks right into her brain, and that's how she remembers tunes. And I'm the one, I'll say, wasn't that the one that goes ding, 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 and I'll
yeah.
describe the music.
See, okay, now you're speaking to me, man.
There we go.
And I describe records by the way the cover looks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like, oh, this song. It's like, oh, it's red, or oh, it's blue, or it's in the middle of that stack there.
It's the one with the
I'm
bus.
A spatial and color thinker, as far as those things go. Weird.
Speaking of similar things, Starland Vocal Band, how would you tend to remember them?
I would remember them as being the song that was always playing in the Pinto, summer of 1976, when my parents would drive me to the ballpark when I was playing baseball.
All right.
Yep.
I have this strange thought as I'm looking at the greatest hits collection by the Starland Vocal Band.
Mm-hmm.
And the best part was they only had four tunes that ever charted in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And on their greatest hits of 12 tunes, only three of them make the collection.
So they missed one. Oh, that's just sad.
A tune that defines a group that defines one hit wonder, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
It's left off one of their low charting hits in favor of other songs.
Greatest Hits Volume 2 is in the works.
Well,
anyhow, they were the Best New Artist Grammy winner of 1976.
Yep, they got one of those summertime TV shows and stuff like that. And we are not going to play Afternoon Delight.
No.
We instead are going to tell you about their follow-up hit. They wanted to catch another summer happy hit. It was called California Day. It sounded great, but everybody wanted to wait a little while before dropping the next big hit. But by then, it wasn't summer anymore. So here's this happy summer song, and the notes make excuses for it, that it didn't succeed because it was released when it was starting to be fall-like.
Anyhow, the single had problems.
Yeah, it didn't do so hot.
Didn't sell. It's okay.
Number 66.
It's
better than some, like number 67.
Could have been worse. Could have been a lot better.
This is California Day, the Starland Vocal Band.
Mm-hmm. And Have You Never Been Mellow with Chuck and Joel?
On Club 14.
KLBB.
To be blessed with forgetfulness. Oh, yes. To be glad to be alive. Like a bee out of
and I'll come running to tie your shoe. I'll come running to tie your shoe. I'll come running to tie your shoe. I'll come running to tie your shoe.
Extremely eclectic island label. Brian Eno, off of Another Green World. That's I'll Come Running.
Sounding, what is it? Pardon that strange sound I just made. Oblique Strategies is his production style. He even claims to have produced, I believe he calls it down here. Yes, Oblique Strategies by Brian Eno and Peter Schmidt.
Right, Peter Schmidt being a conceptual artist, they came up with a deck of cards.
Yep.
And you'd shuffle the deck, pull out the card, and then follow whatever crazy cryptic instruction the card has on
and
it.
And use that, either it's it was either sort of abstract or very specific, mm-hmm. but it would you'd use that as sort of the...
Whenever there was a decision to be made.
You'd make it by pulling a card.
By pulling a card.
And it would sort of influence either mm-hmm. how you would play or what you would choose or
I've seen oblique strategies.
Go.
They're actually kind of cool.
Could you use them in day-to-day life?
Yes, you could.
Much like a deal-a-meal.
Sort of. Except, wow, your life would be wacky. It would work in the studio. I don't know how well it would work at work.
But how would it work at mealtime? Before Brian Eno, the Starland Vocal Band and California Day from mm-hmm. 1976. It just was too peppy for those dark, gloomy October days.
That's right. Just didn't click with the American public in October of 76 as the fuel shortage was making everybody... See, they couldn't print enough records because they didn't have enough oil to make the vinyl.
That is so hilarious.
The people were beating down the doors to buy the records. They couldn't make them
and
because they had no material.
And we believed them.
Anyway.
Well, I mean, there was a shortage.
There was a shortage, and records could not be printed because there was not enough vinyl.
It wasn't because there wasn't any oil in the world. It's because we couldn't get our hands on cheap enough oil in the
yeah,
world.
Okay. Anyhow, that's another
politics.
Story. A couple of rather oblique and abstruse songs. Now we're going to play something that everybody knows and can sing along with.
We'll club you right over the head with a big one. This one is from 1975, but it was reissued a couple other times. Mm-hmm. But Barry Manilow finally re-recorded it and made it big for himself in mm-hmm. 75. Could It Be Magic? Watch Manilow do his thing on Have You Never Been Mellow with Chuck and Joel.
On Club 14.
KLBB. Thank you.
every time I'm near you. Whirling like a cyclone in my mind. Sweet Melissa, angel of my lifetime, answer to all answers I can find. Baby, I love you. Come, come, come into my arms. Let me know the wonder of all of you. Baby, I want you.
Baby, I want you now, now, now.
I bet that went over really well in the bathhouses in between Bette Midler sets. Because he was Bette Midler's music director, and that's how he got into show business. Barry Manilow, Could It Be Magic? I just cracked you up.
The last thing on my mind was thinking about that part of his career and that song,
mm-hmm.
especially since it was influenced by Chopin.
That's why we're here.
Could It Be Magic, Barry Manilow, 1975. More to come.
On Have You Never Been Mellow with Chuck and Joel.
On Club 14.
KLBB.
Come, my love, and we shall wander all of life to see and know. In the season's lostward rambling, all things come and all things go. We'll climb up the snowy mountains, sail across the rolling sea. We shall live for one another, I for you and you for me. We'll go down to green grass meadows where the cold winds never blow. If we taste the wine of loving, only you and I shall know. Come, my love, and we shall wander just to see what we can find. If we only find each other, the journey's worth the time.
That's one Renaissance man and a clipping short end of the tune.
Actually, it's a couple of Renaissance men. Mike Post, the producer and arranger of that.
Famous for many television theme songs to his name.
Rockford Files, Hill Street Blues.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, that though, Mason Williams, a true Renaissance man.
Classical Gas being his 1968 award.
Yeah, guitar.
Award
yeah, Grammy Award Grammy winning, winning thing. It won 3 Grammys, 2 for Mason Williams, dun, one for Mike Post. Anyhow, Mason Williams, part of the Smothers Brothers musical and comedy collective, wrote their theme song, came up with the Pat Paulson for President concept. He was the guy behind
Running Pat for President
year after year after year. Worked for Saturday Night Live in 1980 as their head writer. Not a very good year for Saturday Night Live, but still, it was Mason Williams doing it.
He's also a photographer. I'm wondering if that's to his credit there.
I read about this.
That it's bendy thing.
It's a great big picture of a Greyhound bus. It's a life-size photograph of a Greyhound bus, and it's in the Museum of Modern Art's collection.
MoMA. And it's bent in half.
It's just wrapped around him. Anyhow, Mason Williams. Here's the guy. He's still recording and performing these days. He has four different. I looked at his website. He has four different shows that you can contract him for.
His own.
Yeah.
Website. He has his own.
Yes. It's.
What are the four shows?
Well, there's some kind of new agey sunflower star thing going on. There's a pop hits show. Mm-hmm. There's a Christmas thing that he can play for you. And then there's another that I don't remember. But speaking of sunflower. He also constructed the world's largest sunflower, and this is really cool. He's a conceptual artist as well as being a cool musician.
This guy is all around dude.
He got a biplane to go up and skywrite in the sky using the sun as the center of the sunflower or daisy rather, and like did this big flower up in the sky
and then took pictures of it. Obviously, I'm sure somebody recorded it,
made a film of it. Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
That's really cool. This guy, he's all right.
Think he hangs out drinking with Christo? The guy that paints and covers things, also a large-scale environmental conceptual artist?
Yes, I'm thinking he probably did. Mason Williams is his name. The Mason Williams Phonograph Record is the name of this album. It also has Classical Gas on it for those of you who prefer the known.
And the tune we heard was?
It was called Wanderlove.
Oh, okay.
After all that.
Check out all that, Mason Williams.
Right here on Have You Never Been Mellow. We're bringing you the cool stuff.
We also are bringing you things that speak of different eras, and this one speaks to the cocktail restaurant hotel lounge scene in Waikiki Beach, Hawaii.
Yep.
Hawaii, as some might say. Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing they were taking Don Ho to task and trying to get the big audiences.
Mm-hmm.
But the group we're talking about, Liz Damon's Orient Express, three women, six men, vocal instrumental group.
I'm sure they put on a fantastic stage show.
A floor show. I like the phrase floor show.
Floor show and buffet.
But they
enjoy
also
the Polynesian wings.
Known for their big review, but did manage to actually record something and have a small hit in 1970. This is 1900 Yesterday by Liz Damon's Orient Express.
See if you remember it. I was a little too little.
I don't. This one's off my charts. On Have You Never Been Mellow with Chuck and Joel.
On Glove 14.
KLBB.
I thought you felt the same. Tell me, who
Studio audience.
That is Elton John from 82. Look, who wrote that one? Did he
co-wrote it with somebody.
But that's one of the 80s comeback for Elton after kind of chilling for a couple of years.
Gary Osborne.
Who's Gary Osborne?
Gary Osborne. I don't know.
Okay. Not Jeff.
I was thinking Jeffrey Osborne there for a second, but no, Blue Eyes, Elton John, and Gary Osborne.
Thank you.
Fabulous.
That's when Elton was wearing the boater hat a lot, speaking of people of other eras, and then he couldn't decide what to do with the hair.
Then he just got the very expensive, very
funny-looking,
silly-looking wig. Before the Elton John, Liz Damon and the Orient Express.
Liz Damon's Orient Express.
Liz Damon's Orient Express. Okay, gotta get that straight.
And then I hit the course. You know, I do remember, not remember it, but I have heard that song before. Mm. It's not as lost from me as I thought it was. And you're saying you've heard it?
I've heard it up north.
Up north radio, up near the Stitzel family cabin dwelling.
Yeah, speaking to the vacationer in all of us, I guess.
The tune is 1900 Yesterday from 1970.
Which was
to put it confusedly.
A little further away from yesterday, but it seems like only yesterday now.
True.
It was a new day yesterday, but it's an old day now.
We've picked something. Well, I know. You know, I wanted to talk about giving us a holler. We always try to let you know.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
If you've got some opinions on the show, something you want to hear, please call the KLBB comment line at 651-603-5758. That way you too can be heard.
That's right. Become part of the mix. Become part of the mellow mix. 651-603-5758.
Please give us a call. The KLBB Lister comment line. It's how you can get to us. It's safer that way.
And now, Proto Disco.
All right.
George McRae and the Magic Rhythm Fingers. Well, some sort of a little rhythm box. Little organ or something like that. You could probably replicate this at home with an organ as long as it's got a little rhythm box on it.
Yeah. Well, this is also from the very beginning of the TK Records era.
Mm-hmm.
This is a Casey and the Sunshine Band production.
Sound.
The original Miami Sound. Well,
we're talking about George McRae.
Mm-hmm. And
Rock Your Baby.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
So we'll make with the proto disco now. On Have You Never Been Mellow with Chuck and Joel.
On Club 14.
KLBB. George McRae from 1974 and Rock Your Baby. Later married Gwen McRae, who did Rockin' Chair, and they sang on it together. It's kind of a theme they had going. We'll be back with more after this on Have You Never Been Mellow with Chuck and Joel on Club 14 KLBB.
Sunshine and fun for Sean Cassidy. In fact, he would get introspective sometimes, wishing that he were out there rocking and punking it up.
More importantly, we knew there was a sappy ballad on there. He couldn't let a whole record go without
it. There are a couple. That was the least reprehensible of them. Amblin.
Sean Cassidy from his big album. What was the name of it?
The Sean Cassidy
album? It's self-titled, contains the hit. You know,
to do run.
Anyway, had to do run run, and that's rock and roll on it.
That is Amblin.
Oh, it's a fine one from 77. I'm not surprised at how much he sounds like his brother. His vocal styling is very much like David Cassidy, who now can be found in Vegas several times weekly. And making a nice living doing a big 3D IMAX show of some kind.
Must be rough.
Yeah. And
oh, that's right. He does piratical things. There's explosions and he does stunts on stage.
It's called EFX.
Yeah.
I've
seen film of it.
I was in Vegas.
Looks pretty entertaining.
A lot of people on wires zooming around and trippy dippy screens and stuff.
Entertaining with a capital E.
Yes. Magic with a capital M.
Entertaining TM. Anyhow, Sean Cassidy.
We now go Canadian.
That's right. We're going north of the border.
Being from Minnesota, it's very easy to have the influence of the Canadian pop music scene bleed over into our consciousness, and this is no exception.
Funny you should say bleed.
Fun. Oh, that's right. Ooh, that wasn't intentional. Mm-hmm. Terry Jacks of Seasons in the Sun fame was formerly in a group with his wife, Susan.
Called the Poppy Family.
And they had a couple of hits, Which Way You Goin', Billy, and Where Evil Grows were little notable hits. And there's a lovely collection that came out a couple years ago on March Records.
Yep.
That brought together a whole lot of lost stuff from the Poppy Family archives.
And kind of showcases Terry Jacks's production prowess. He makes his songs sound really neat.
Mm-hmm.
He's a wizard in the studio, if we can go so far as to call him a wizard. But the Poppy Family, very interesting audio-wise.
His lyrics are kind of cutesy sometimes, and he tries to make a lot of statements.
Mm-hmm.
But production-wise, check out what he's doing here.
This one, a creepy zombie song.
There's no...
kind of, and I say zombie, not the zombies of Cullen Blundstone, but, you know, the zombies of Dawn of the Dead.
The dead come to life.
Yeah, there's all sorts of creepy stuff going
from
on.
From 1970, this is There's No Blood in Bone.
The Poppy Family.
On Have You Never Been Mellow with Chuck and Joel.
On Club 14.
KLBB.
Marina walks her life asleep. She never looks above her feet. She never smiles, nor does she speak. When Joey died, Marie went mad. She'd given him what life she had. So low, you can touch them.
He's just belting it out, isn't he? Rod McEwen. Gene from the Prime of Miss Jean Brodie.
I was looking up to see if somebody else did that. Rod McEwen come up a couple of times recently. Mm-hmm. He was featured on The Sounds of Sinatra this week, actually. Yep. Some of his collaborative work there.
A little bit earlier.
And then he was also mentioned in a review of the new Paul Westerberg record that I read last week.
He's everywhere. And we're delivering him right here on Have You Never Been Mellow with Chuck and Joel. We'll be back with the thrilling conclusion of the show right after this.
On Club 14.
KLPP.
Righto. Well, we only got a couple of quick minutes here before we got to wrap it up and turn it over to news time. But I'm afraid that's the end of the show.
That's right. Have You Never Been Mellow with Chuck and Joel.
My name's Chuck Tomlinson.
I'm Joel Stitzel.
And we will be pleased to join you again next Sunday night at 8 p.m. for another hour, a couple hours, of the same.
The soft sounds of the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s.
Right.
Some known, some unknown.
Yes, right here under the generous auspices of AM 1400, KLBB, St. Paul, Minneapolis, and AM 1470, WLOL, Brooklyn Park.
The Twin Signals in the Twin Cities.
Also repeating the phone number if you'd like to give us a holler, make a request.
651-603-5758.
The number again for any type of input, even if it's a hassling, annoying phone call, 651-603-5758.
We'd be happy to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
Happy, happy, happy.
Anyway, happy Oscar night, happy Thanksgiving, happy St. Patrick's
Day. Yeah.
Hope you recovered from St. Patrick's Day last week, and look forward to a nice week to come. We will see you next Sunday at 8, here on Have You Never Been Mellow, with Chuck and Joel.
On Club 14.
KLBB. Good night.